This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So splooging feels better than stressing. That's what we're hearing from some of the Gen Zers, I believe.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California.
And also millennials, evidently. They're going out and they're spending because they want to sort of feel better, evidently, about the state of the world and going. I mean, yeah, well, we've had retail therapy. That's been around for quite some time, but maybe this time around, you know what they're calling it? They're calling it doom spending. What kind of a world are we living in right now where people say, well, it just doesn't matter. I'm just going to everything's kind of going off the rails, so I'm just going to go out and spend. Maybe that's what's propping up some of this economy. Maybe that's why the administration thinks that, well, things are actually going pretty well. But if they just dig a little bit deeper, maybe they'd find out that, just like we talked about in hour number one, it's because people are not happy with the way the Biden administration is running the country or reacting to all the different things happening around the world. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two is upon us here. It is the Tuesday edition, and we're glad to be with you this morning as we race into hour number two, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message and if you'd like to opine that way. And also welcome to everyone listening along AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody AM 930. Also welcome to everyone along the GCN network, and good morning to everybody up there at GCN this morning, working very hard for us, and we appreciate it so very, very much. And once again, folks, the number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Well, you know, we've talked a lot about what's happening in the Red Sea. You know, we're talking a lot about what's happening in terms of the Israel-Hamas war that's going on right now. If you missed the program yesterday, we actually were talking about the Hamas officials. They went to a convention, my friends. They went to a convention in Pakistan, and where they, you know, talked about, well, if Pakistan just threatens Israel, they'll end the war. You know, they'll have to end the war because Pakistan has nuclear weapons. So this is the solution, evidently, that Hamas has. But it tells me, again, that they're being beaten very badly. They kind of knew they would be, I think, but overall, perhaps maybe they didn't realize just how badly they would be beaten. But they do have a public opinion in many bizarre ways on their side. In fact, I saw one report earlier that talked about many young people believe that Israel should be essentially ended and then turned over to Hamas, basically, or the Palestinians, or the Palestinian Authority. So how did we get from there to here? I don't know. Well, I kind of do know, but I'm just saying in sort of an incredulous disbelief sort of way, that suddenly, because of this kind of propaganda, because of this kind of perception, that suddenly we're going to say, well, yeah, that country, that needs to be completely eradicated. and then we're just going to give the land to other people, you know, this kind of thing. Because this notion, this misnomer, basically, that somehow the land of Israel doesn't belong to the Israelis is quite extraordinary to me. And you can go back in ancient history. We know about this from the Torah, but also from the Bible and so forth. We know this is the thing. We know the veracity of the scriptures as well. We know the veracity of that. But even given that, just ancient history beyond that as well seems to confirm all that, doesn't it? So the idea that, well, the Israelis have stolen all the land, that seems to not really function, right? But it's part of the story. It's part of the propaganda. It's part of the way of trying to set up this thing where inexplicably you have people who are going to say, we got to get rid of Israel and just sort of give it over to others, and then that'll solve the problems. That's also what's incredibly fantastical to me, that somehow you can postulate, well, if you just get rid of Israel and everything will be fine, all of our problems will be solved. We won't have the kinds of problems that we have right now if we just get rid of Israel. And unfortunately, folks, you know, that starts smacking of exactly the kinds of stuff you might have heard in the early 1930s with the rise of the Third Reich, the rise of Nazism. You know, the Jews are the problem. If we can just, extract them out of our society, then we hear stuff that goes on, you know, well, you know, we want to make sure the Jewish population at our university just kind of goes down more like to 1-2%. And, you know, it really shouldn't be more than that, because that's the population or the percentage within the general population of the country. And these kinds of justifications and these kinds of things that, you know, are meant to sound somehow intellectual or somehow, the numbers don't lie and this kind of stuff. My friends, that's just the latest incarnation of something that we fought against so very, very hard, that our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, they all fought against this stuff at enormous cost. And so many people gave up their lives in order to stop this kind of thing. So when we hear it kind of coming back around, it's chilling, isn't it? Well, folks, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a lot more stuff. What did the Chinese space plane, what did it deploy? We don't know. So we'll tell you about that when we come back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm not sure exactly what he meant by that, but truth over facts. Well, of course, you know, we're substance over shtick here on this program. So if Joe Biden can say that, well, we can say that then. How about them apples? Well, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. If you have a question, comment, if you'd like to opine, 949-822-7959. And, you know, as I was mentioning, you know, there was, this is actually from, I think, space.com, and that is that there was a Chinese spy plane that was sent up into orbit, obviously, and it's deployed some objects, and we don't know exactly what it was. But this, again, from space.com, I believe, China's space plane apparently deployed six mysterious wingmen in orbit. China's reusable space plane just got a little more mysterious just 4 days after being launched on its third mission. China's Shenlong, or Divine Dragon, robotic space plane, and it kind of looks a little bit like a space shuttle. You know, it's the same basic design, and what the space shuttle is known, what's known as a lifting body, basically. That's what it's designed on, basically, and with the delta wing and so forth. So it's a modern robotic space shuttle is basically what it is. So just 4 days after being launched on its third mission, China's Shenlong, or Divine Dragon robotic space plane, seems to have placed six objects into Earth orbit. Amateur spacecraft trackers around the world have been following the objects closely for days and have recorded emissions coming from some of them. Now this, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I think this goes way beyond the weather balloon or, you know, the Chinese spy balloon that was sent across the entire continental United States and then was, you know, summarily shot down after it completed its mission. I'm not trying to laugh because, again, it's so ridiculous, right? So ridiculous that a spy balloon of that magnitude could just sort of float over the United States, taking pictures and doing whatever it was doing. You know, can we try to do that? You know, again, try to sail one of those things over Beijing, and guess what? They wouldn't care where they shot it down. They would just shoot it down. But at any rate, back to the story here. The six mystery objects have been designated object A, B, C, D, E, and F. According to satellite tracker and amateur astronomer Scott Tilley, object A appears to be emitting signals reminiscent of those emitted by objects that China's space plane has released on previous missions. Okay, and then it goes down to some of these different objects and what they appear to be emitting. Some are intermittent. They don't stay on very long. It's taken days of observations, says Tilley, tracking pass after pass with dish antennas to come up with all of this data. Tilley and other satellite trackers have analyzed the signals and are confident that the emissions are coming either from the objects or from close proximity to them. This conclusion is based on observing them along their expected paths in the sky. In summary, this iteration of the Chinese space plane mission launched into a similar orbit as the last two, but operationally it is exhibiting different radio behavior than before. The additional observations of the emissions from object D and E is new, but also could have been missed on earlier missions if they were too intermittent. All right, something we should watch for is close encounters between object A, objects D and E. D and E are in fairly elliptical orbits, while A is in a near circular orbit. In the next couple of days, there will be close approaches between these objects at perigee, okay, which is a distance, a way of measuring distance in their orbit. And so here we go, folks. So what is happening? I'm sure that obviously the Pentagon is going to have some kind of idea about this. But nevertheless, I mean, this is a very expensive, very, sort of clandestine sort of thing that China is up to. And I don't know that they're just trying to get better Wi-Fi, okay? I don't think that that's what's going on there. I think we have to be incredibly careful. And so we'll see how this develops. Who knows? Maybe in the next few days or as we go along, we'll hear something more about the Chinese robotic space plane deploying what they call wingmen and what they're for. Now, obviously, and I bring this up just because, again, all this stuff is churning all the time, right? All this stuff keeps going no matter what's happening, no matter what kind of political discussion we're having down here on Earth, right? There's stuff happening all over the place that we have to be aware of and that our government has to be aware of, and we have to understand what implications there could be, because obviously in any kind of coming conflict, and I think this is really important to point out, in any kind of coming conflict, it's not just going to be airplanes and ships and cruise missiles and things like that. There's going to be so much of it involved with communications and blinding your enemy's communications, this kind of thing. So whether that comes from, directly connecting to these communication networks and disrupting them, kind of like the Israeli hackers with the gas stations in Iran, but also, of course, there can be EMP pulses. It can be all kinds of things that would happen pretty much in a cascade setting or cascade format if there was, in fact, going to be some real hostilities. So the next war that's fought, and we hope that there won't be, obviously, we hope that all this is, you know, learning about what could be and trying to take steps to prevent it. but learning about what could be. Comes is this notion that there can be nuclear terrorism. Somebody can touch off a nuke in order to try to start something going, threaten, hold countries for ransom, this kind of thing. So the nuclear question is not out of kilter, not by a long shot. But there could be other kinds of things that happen: cyber attacks, disruptions, other kinds of things. That would be a very, very big deal. So we'll keep an eye on what's happening. And it just this space plane story just kind of goes into the mix, I think. Well, also, folks, Hunter Biden is now going to have an arraignment date. It's set for January the 11th. According to the Central District of California's calendar, Biden will be arraigned on tax-related charges before Magistrate Judge Elka Sagar. He is being charged for failure, of course, to file and pay taxes, evasion of assessment, false or fraudulent tax return. In other words, he lied on them, and failure to file and pay taxes. The Department of Justice alleged that Biden willfully failed to pay 4 years' worth of taxes, instead spending money, get this, folks, on everything from prostitutes to strip clubs. Biden's indictment detailed many of his alleged creative avoidance schemes, such as claiming his $1,500 payment to an exotic dancer was at a strip club was for, altogether now, artwork. Biden's lawyer, Abby Lowell, defended his alleged transgressions as a product of his drug addiction at the time, saying the tax fraud cited in the indictment occurred at the depths of his addiction and that it was not behavior he is proud of, but doesn't make him into a tax felon. It doesn't? Okay, well, this is why it's almost like a comedy movie with this guy, if it wasn't so serious. So I guess he's got an excuse. That's it. He's got a note. So never mind. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. 949-822-7959. See you on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden's approval rating is reaching a historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while a significant 61% disapprove. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israelis' right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
Pope Francis is paving the way for same-sex couples to receive blessings under specific conditions. In a landmark decision announced Monday, the Vatican stated that priests can bestow blessings on such couples as long as it is not a part of a regular church ritual. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is being remembered in Washington.
Court members and staff, as well as the public, paid tribute to O'Connor, whose body lay in repose inside the Supreme Court's Great Hall. O'Connor was the High Court's first female justice appointed by President Ronald Reagan. She died on December 1st at age 93. Private funeral will be held for O'Connor at the Washington National Cathedral on Tuesday with remarks
all right, we're making our way.
And Chief Justice John Roberts.
Through the Tuesday edition, everybody.
Texas Governor Kyle Warren with you. Signs into law sweeping new
welcome
powers
back, of course, as
to arrest illegal immigrants.
We continue to
the governor signed
this,
the measure Monday
hour
in the border city of Brownsville.
The program. Also next segment, we'll have our second travel report, of course, and we have got another great
Biden
song, of course, lined up.
One more
and we're looking forward to that. And then as we go through the program this morning, we'll be talking again to Denise Simon. We'll also be talking to Chris Markowski of the Watchdog on Wall Street, of course, and taking your telephone call. Calls 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. And we have got a great audio clip to start off this segment with. This is actually James Carville, and he's talking with Wolf Blitzer over at CNN. And James Carville, I don't know if he's thrown his hands up yet at the things coming to pass upon the earth of all things Biden in this election, but he might be getting close. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. But we'll hear his some of his comments here about Donald Trump and the fact that, you know, because Donald Trump is continuing to just absolutely dominate at least in the GOP, in terms of the primaries. And he's so far and away these other candidates that it's not even close, right? Although, and one CBS poll, I think Nikki Haley cut the lead down in New Hampshire to 15 points for Donald Trump. But overall, and you know, it will, and again, we'll have to see what happens when people start voting, right? I mean, that's going to be, you know, the proof's going to be in the pudding on that. But right now, and depending, you know, people think different things about Donald Trump. People like Donald Trump for different reasons. And let's face it, people dislike Donald Trump for different reasons. But I think what the central question is going to be is how do you synthesize all of that to say, look, no matter what happens in 2024, Joe Biden and company simply cannot go on in charge, basically, because what's happening right now to the economy, to our foreign policy, to our standing abroad, to our own just national security, you know, is absolutely off the charts. And so I think what people see, especially when they hear Donald Trump, or they, maybe it's a better way to put it like this. When they think about Donald Trump, when they have the notion of what it is like to have somebody, any president who would be strong-willed, any president who would be engaged, any president who would be decisive, these are the things that people are looking towards. And Donald Trump, for, again, whether people love him or hate him, he personifies those things. Now, for Joe Biden, I don't think that he really personifies those things. And I think that's what's causing a lot of this problem within the Democrat Party. So a lot of times, you know, I think you'll have media people who want to sort of advance the story that the Republicans are in disarray. They don't know what to do about Donald Trump. How do they knock him off the perch? How do they get Nikki Haley to be the nominee? That's this kind of thing. How do they get her star to rise and his star to fall? You know, it's a civil war in the Republican Party. Sorry, folks, had to hit the cough button there. It's a civil war in the Republican Party, but where I think one of the actual civil war is going on is in the Democrat Party. You know, I wouldn't want to have my wagon hitched to that for anything at this point, because it's not just about whether Joe Biden, you know, is, you know, can deal with the campaign and do campaign things, but let's say that he does want to step aside at some point, or that becomes the prevailing thing for the Democrat Party elite. Well, Kamala Harris can't come out and be the standard bearer. She could. They could summarily make her the standard bearer, but that would be even more disastrous for them. I mean, so there aren't any really good options, right? Because no matter who they offer up, they could offer up Gavin Newsom, just for sake of argument. But does Gavin Newsom come across to you as being someone who has that ability to be decisive, that ability to be confident in dealing with these kinds of situations? Or will Gavin Newsom do exactly what he did with the debate with Ron DeSantis, and that is simply try to check off boxes for special interest groups and say a bunch of stuff that just pertains to that, as opposed to saying things that pertain to the American people as a whole, to our national security, to our national purpose, in the sense of defending our interests and going after those who daily sit around plotting how can they depose America. But let's listen to James Carville here real quick. I want you to hear the intro from Wolf Blitzer, though, because it is absolutely hilarious. Let's listen to Wolf first.
James, despite the election lies, the indictments, his desire to be dictator for a day, Trump is in his strongest position yet to win the Iowa caucuses next month and is leading President Biden in general election polling as well. What do you attribute that to?
Okay, stop right there. So you heard Wolf Blitzer, bless his heart, right? Bless his heart. You know, despite the election lies, the indictments, and his desire to be a dictator for a day, isn't that special, right? Isn't that special? Just as the church lady used to say, right? Dana Carvey on Saturday Night Live. Isn't that special? It's so special because Did Trump say he wanted to be a dictator for a day? That was his desire? No. He said, in response to the question, will you be a dictator like these pundits and Democrat operatives and Democrat politicians are saying? And Trump said, no, I won't be a dictator, except on day one. And he went on to qualify that. I'm going to close the border. I'm going to start drilling for oil. All these things. These aren't, Mussolini moves here in the traditional sense of being a dictator. So he was making a funny, Wolf Blitzer, he was making a funny about the fact that, well, no, I'm not going to be a dictator like they say, except on day one when I'm going to issue the same similar executive orders that any other president could ever issue, not as a dictator, but as a chief executive. Oh, brother. I mean, just you actually get kind of tired, with this kind of stuff. But Wolf Blitzer, of course, couldn't resist his desire to be dictator for a day. So people who are watching CNN are going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, really? Trump, he wants to be dictator for a whole day? Oh, my God, what is he going to do? That's the desired outcome there. Let's listen to James Carville. So, again, Trump keeps running away with it. That's the basic question.
Well, I think within the Republican Party, it's just as important to look at Trump as a theological figure as it is a political figure. I mean, he's kind of almost a religion. Now, as the year progresses and other things happen, it's hard to say that you don't have an accretion or some of this stuff starts piling up. Let's wait and see. I try to affect elections as much as predict them, but there's still a lot of uncertainty. The people that say we're just destined to have a Biden-Trump election and that's just the way it's going to be, I don't agree with that. I mean, it might be that, but it's going to be a no label. There's going to be a Cornel West. It's going to be a Bobby Kennedy. It's going to be Jill Stein. There's a lot of football left yet. That's all I can say. And anybody that thinks that they know where this ends is my hat's off to you, but I don't have any idea.
Yep. I don't know. Maybe he's just getting ready to throw up his hands. I'm not sure, but there's going to be, Bobby Kennedy. I think you meant, of course, Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr. But there will be, some other, players here, but I don't know that there's going to be a player that's going to be running away with the notion of doing things on day one, right? And I'm talking about being a dictator on day one, even as a funny joke about issuing executive orders, lawful executive orders. It's really interesting because if there was really that desire out there for that, I think already in the GOP primaries, at least in the polling and in some of these, just in the reactions, you would see that Trump would be diminishing as opposed to
most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I've been putting him in.
You're listening to
So Kyle This Lynn. Is Christmas.
Indeed, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody, of course. Happy Christmas, as John Lennon might say, and did say, of course, in that song, Happy Christmas. You know, it really is very strange that the world, I should say the year's coming to an end. Not the world's coming to an end. No, don't worry. We're not breaking that news right now on the radio. We're not. The year is coming to an end. So, to be sure, the year is coming to an end. And it's amazing how quickly we got here since last January, isn't it? It just seems like it goes really, really super fast. Well, folks, it's time again for our second Trucker Travel Report. We got another great song. And, yes, we're going to just kind of continue with the theme. This is Brian Setzer and his orchestra, but this is maybe a little different. This isn't a, you know, all-out, full-speed-ahead rock and roll song, but I think you might like it just as well. It's called Santa Claus is Back in Town. Again, Brian Setzer Orchestra with a little bit of a twist.
Well, it's
me drive up in a big black Cadillac. Oh, Christmas time, pretty baby. Oh, the snow's falling on the ground.
Town. Well, Santa Claus is coming to town, don't you think? What I like about Brian Setzer Orchestra is, of course, just what you're hearing right there. All that great sort of big band sound that just sort of melds in with the rock and roll and the blues and everything. It just is an amazing fusion of those kinds of musical styles and the arrangement there. With those horns and that orchestra that he's got is just amazing, and so we like to bring it to you here on the program every once in a while here. All right, so once again, let's take a look at what's going on out there on the weather maps. We continue to see pretty much what we saw in hour number one. Looks like we got a winter storm warning. This is going to be in central California, but this is going to be all east of 99, basically, California 99, winter storm warning up in the mountain areas. We should be looking at some rain coming in, maybe even significant rain coming into Southern California here over the next day or so. But our friends in Seattle right now, you've got all kinds of rain to the north and just to the south of you, going down Interstate 5 through Portland, Oregon, down through Eugene. We got rain coming across Interstate 5. Same story just north of south of Roseburg, I should say, down through Medford, Oregon, and then down into Northern California through Redding. Then you've got a little bit of a respite. But if you're over to the east near Susanville, Highway 395, there, you've got all kinds of rain coming in through there. Coming out of Reno, if you're coming out I-80 out of Reno, east of Truckee, this is going to be really in the Soda Springs and the Emigrant Gap area. You've got rain and maybe even some snow, of course, coming across the roadway there. So be careful. Down in Merced, you've got all kinds of rain there. This is going to traverse over towards the Interstate 5 just west of Merced and down south towards Madeira. And then down Interstate 5, looks like a little bit down near Catoosa Creek area. So be careful there. Be aware of that. Then also, of course, we continue to see lots and lots of snow. This is right now north of Spokane, north of I-90, up in northern Washington, but also northern Idaho. So this all can come down pretty easily, it looks like, down towards Coeur d'Alene. So be careful there. We still see snow north of Boise going up I-84 and on into parts of Oregon there, just across the border. We have that going on. We do still see, and of course, as you may have been hearing on the top of the hour news, we still have a lot of power outages up in the Northeast and so forth. So be careful there. Our hearts are with you there in spirit, especially for the amount of people evidently that lost power there. So be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. We want you to get where you're going, and we're glad that you're along with us here this morning. We're glad to be riding along with you, working along with you, doing whatever it is that you're doing this morning. We're so glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here. Once again, Kyle Warren with you, and now it's time to go over and connect up with here Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Happy Tuesday, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start. But one of these things, though, you know, when it comes to the way that Biden is handling things, not only in the Middle East, but also, of course, here at home, domestically, the economy, inflation, all these things, his popularity now, according to Monmouth, has gone down to 34%. You know, I guess the question is, can it go any lower than that?
Well, you used a word that I think you're going to have to change, and that is handling things, because I don't think he's handling anything.
Okay, yes, I stand corrected. I love
well,
that.
I'm with you. I mean, I would have said the exact same thing, but the truth the truth is he's not handling anything, and neither is the Department of Defense, and neither is Department of Homeland Security. You know, unless it rolls up under the green thing or some kind of a woke thing, nothing's getting handled.
Well, indeed. It's as if it's all being done to us, you know, and America typically wants to be, you know, the master of its own destiny kind of a thing. But this does feel like this is all happening to us. There's nothing sort of standing in the way. And this president and this administration and this mentality who's ever kind of coming up with stuff behind closed doors here, they just either they're happy with it or they're discombobulated. Both is bad.
I don't know that. Well, I mean, you've got agencies that are working against each other, too. I mean, when's the last time there was a cabinet meeting
right.
where the heads of all these cabinets kind of got together? When's the last time there was a CFIUS meeting?
Right.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's something I was mentioning earlier on the program, too, and that is you don't see Joe Biden sort of sitting around and talking about things. Like, he can't, like, have a conversation that's not prepared remarks or having note cards or, you know, he can't just sort of talk about stuff with voters or with the reporters or anybody.
You know, we don't hear that Biden was on the phone with – you know, some other world leader, and here's the readout. They just make a big to-do when you get some of these obscure countries, their leaders show up in the White House. But, you know, he dispatches Tony Blinken and Secretary Austin to go do the mess when it comes to foreign policy. And you know, unless it's BLM or unless it's green energy, there's nothing that's happening. And by the way, anything that goes wrong is still the Republicans' fault.
Well, sure. Well said. I mean, in terms of how they look at it. All right, Denise Simon, hold on there real quick because we're heading to the top of the hour news, everybody. You'll hear your headlines. We've got to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we've got more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959.
Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.